I said, Lord, this is so sad that you cannot see Derek here for 5 years. What's up with that? Jesus replied, continue to pray against the forces responsible for these and other cruel mandates. And he said, Lord, what is on your heart? And he said, I want you to stop worrying about Ezekiel and trust me. The promise stands just the way you read it. This is a test of faith. You are being brought to the very brink, both of you. He really does not want to go. He wants to stay and be part of the community. For him, it is also a dream come true. Shall I take him out just when I'm about to do my greatest work? You know the answer to that. So I want you to stand, capital letters, on the promise the way you interpreted it. Stand and do not waffle back and forth. Look on expectantly for his healing. Continue to pray for that. Shall I not do a miracle for you when you have given me your all? Or just about your all? He's talking about chocolate chips there. No, that is not my nature. And I said, Lord, if, and he cut me off. He said, don't even go there, Claire. Stand, for goodness sake. Stand on the words I have spoken to you again and again. I know you are willing to let him go, but I would like to handle it in another way. Will you permit me? Oh, yes, Lord. It would be such a testimony and failure to our enemies if you brought us through this. And he replied, and that's precisely why I am speaking to you about this. I will not disappoint you or any others who have been standing with you in faith. Can I not recreate this man in one instant? Yes, Lord, I know for a fact you can. All right, then, stand, in caps. Anything else? I always have something else. Stop beating yourself over your little lapses. I do not abandon you when you eat something pleasant. Remember, I am a God of mercy. You are not testing my patience. You are faithfully trying to do your job, and I know you're weak. I'm well aware of the shifting winds that sometimes knock you down, things you know nothing of. I know, and especially just how much you can take before caving in. Do I condemn you or withdraw? No, I reach out to recover and strengthen you. And I said, Lord, please help me to be humble. My God, I hate pride in myself. This is true, you do hate it, but some things need to be moved out of the way to allow you to be as humble as you and I want you to be. And we are working on that. Just try to accommodate us and go with the flow. And whenever he says we, he's talking about the Holy Trinity and the angels and saints that might be in on that. And I said, thank you, Lord. Please protect me from lying spirits. He continued, I am, and it is your faith that is the problem, not the enemy. You must believe that I am good and a man of his word. You know my fear is not about you, Lord, but about pride causing you to chastise me by allowing a familiar spirit. He replied, if I were to do that, what would you say? I deserve it. Because of the pride and other flaws in my heart, my thinking, my life. Also, I would say, even if you slay me, still will I love you and believe in your goodness. He replied, I love that you feel that way, and with all my heart, I long to fulfill my promise to you. I really do. Oh, Lord, that would be more than wonderful. Walk by faith and not by sight. Mary hid these things in her heart, knowing full well that I was capable of fulfilling my promises to her. She had many promises from me, things I told her before my death, so that she would not despair. She hid those things in her heart, but what broke her heart was the rejection of her people, of their Messiah. That was number one. Number two was the torture they put me through. How could any mother not be undone by such brutality done to the innocent? Still, she said in her heart, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. She was much more interested in the fulfilling of the Father's will than alleviating her sorrows and pain. She united her suffering to mine willingly, knowing what I was on earth to accomplish. How wonderful she is, I said. Yes, and she has taken you and so many more under her wings to prepare them for me. She knows what I love and what I hate, and she has spared no pains in preparing the bride of my heart for me. Oh, Claire, when you come to heaven, you will be so in love with her. You have no idea all that she's done in your life and in the lives of others. Even those who reject her out of hand because they don't think anyone in heaven can pray for them. Their minds have been twisted and distorted by the enemy. Pray always for the truth to shine in their hearts and minds. He will not die, and that is my word to you. It stands. So continue to stand with us. And I went and I asked the Lord to get a confirmation on this. And I was very concerned about getting a confirmation. And first thing he gave me was money. It was about the poor shall have recourse. Blessed is he that takes care of the poor. I will rescue him in a time of trouble. And the second reading was humility, which I thought, oh, that's what I want. But please don't let it be this way. And then the last one, I finally said, Lord, please just give me a clear word about him living, my sense of him living, not, you know, we'll live forever because we can't die. Not that, but he knows what I mean. And the last one reading he gave me was joy. Eye has not seen, ears not heard, what God has in store for the faithful. So I'm sticking my neck out and standing on this, even though looking at the situation, it just does not look good at all. And thank you for your prayers, dear ones. I really need them.